If you have a cell phone, which I'm assuming you do, and you go, there's this dead spot. Every carrier I've had, and I've had AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint.
Yep.
It drops. It's just past where that farmer's market is, just past Milford, south of Milford, south of Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
There's that big farmer's market.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then just a little bit south of that, there is a bend. And my every phone I've had calls
that
drop.
Yeah.
In that dead spot.
Uh-huh.
If you have the same problem, get T-Mobile. Apparently, T-Mobile across the nation has the largest LTE network.
Really?
Hands down, it beats all. Yes.
But will it work around here, though?
That's
the question. Because I think when you see these things with cell phones, you're like, oh, great. I'll switch to that service. But then when you're in more rural areas, like kind of like around here, they don't work as good.
I switched to the cut your bill in half one, and I'm on 3G constantly. I go other places. I go home to Jersey. I was home in Jersey last weekend.
Uh-huh.
LTE everywhere I went.
Uh-huh. And I was like, and the same thing for me, because we're on the same carrier. And like when I was down in Florida just a month or so ago, like full signal LTE the whole entire time. Now I get 1X a lot around here as well, whatever that is.
Yeah, extended. I sit in here in the studio, it'll say extended. I'm like, extended to what?
Because
there's nothing to extend.
Extended. Stop. Extended horribleness. That's it.
Also, this week in tech, there's new way websites are spying on you. It's called browser fingerprinting, and it's how we've talked about before, how websites talk to each other, how they use cookies, and there's not a lot you can do to get out of this. You have to get actual privacy programs.
Okay.
The Ghostery is recommended. Disconnect is recommended from tech experts. But what they do is they talk to each other. So your different websites, if you're on, you know, if you're on you know, why can't I think of any single website?
Say you're on the eagle977.com.
Sure, you're on eagle977, and then you go click on back to Facebook, you'll notice customized ads.
Uh-oh.
If you click on that ads, that outsources to other marketing websites as well, other marketing trackers, and they get money from that. So
really?
You keep getting more and more targeted ads to your browser. And there's really not, with the exception of getting those privacy programs, like Ghostery and Disconnect, there's not much you can do to get out of that.
Kind of sucks, really, doesn't it?
At some point, are you that concerned?
I guess it depends. If it got to a point where people, if you were looking at stuff, and then all of a sudden that stuff started popping up on your feed that other people can see, then I guess that would be irritating to a lot of people.
Do you expect privacy when you use the internet?
No, because it's open forum. We're being watched all the time.
Don't you think? I mean, do you expect privacy when you're walking down the street if you're on Rehoboth Avenue?
Everyone can see you.
You expect that you're being filmed somewhere, whether store cameras or you're in the background of somebody's pictures. As I feel the same way for the internet. I don't expect total privacy ever.
No, you're constantly being watched.
Yeah, so that's going on this week in tech. That's what's going on. Coming up, are you going to see Suicide Squad this weekend? Or what movie theater are you headed to? You can tweet at PetchNamie or 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
This is David. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Hey, two things. With the cell phone service,
go.
I can walk in the front of my house. I have two bars. I can walk to the back of my house. I have none. I can walk to the other side, none. I can walk to my driveway. I have three bars. It's just weird.
So you've got Sprint like us then?
No, I actually have AT&T. It's
We got sucked into that kind of half your bill. The trouble is when you half the bill, you half the service as well.
I have a friend who has Verizon, and their service is they have one bar around my entire house. But they still have the drop calls and stuff.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I notice it, like, if I'm in the center of, like, if I'm in downtown Dover area, or if I'm in Milford where 113 and 14 meet, or if I'm in Harrington where 14 and 13 meet, I'm okay. I get LTE, but only in those little hubs.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, it's just 3G or 1X or extended.
Yeah, that's the same thing I get. I mean, I walk around a house and stuff like that, or certain places. So, but
David, what are you doing this weekend?
Probably going to do some fishing and jet skiing. It's summer's winding down and got to get out on the water as much as possible.
Do you wake up super early to go fishing? Are you one of those?
Once in a while, not all the time. Depends how lazy I'm feeling. I'll get up early and I'll be like, no, and then roll over whenever I get up.
Not today.
Yeah, sometimes I do. There's been times where I go out 3-4 in the morning, and then there's other times I don't get out till 9 or 10. So. Just depends on how I'm feeling.
Mm.
So I'm the type of person, I really don't care if I catch anything. It's just nice getting out.
Do you catch it and throw it back if you do catch it, or you eat it?
Oh, I eat it.
I always think it's really messed up, people who catch it and throw it back. Like, you just ruined a fish's day for what? Yeah. It's going to be traumatized.
It's got a piercing there in his
yeah.
lip that he didn't want before.
Either kill it or leave it alone.
Well, maybe they wanted a pierced lip. That's why they bit the hook.
Who knows? Listen, David, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
You have a good weekend, too. Bye.